Greta Garbo, Charlie Chaplin, Lillian Gish, these actors shined in the silent movies of early film without ever saying a word. The appeal of that old Hollywood glamour is the inspiration for the newly released novel Missing Reels. Our book reviewer Scott Southard gives us his take on the debut novel from writer and blogger Farron Smith Namy.
Blogging is one of the greatest things to happen to the art of writing. In a blog, a writer is free to do whatever they want. They can experiment with form or subject matter and build a readership without worrying about the approval of an agent or publisher. It can also be a launchpad for a career. If a new writer wants to see if they have the skills to make it, a blog can supply the answer in real time. I have a blog, and so does Farron Smith Namy. Hers, The Self-Styled Siren, focuses on classic films. I love old movies and have followed her blog for years. When I heard she was publishing her first novel, I knew I wanted to check it out. But as much as I've enjoyed her work on Self-Styled Siren, which is witty and fun and sometimes surprising in its insights, I just can't say the same for Missing Reels. Namy's debut novel takes place in the mid-1980s, but the main character, Kynwynn Kelly, lives even further in the past. Like the author, she is obsessed with old films and vintage clothing. After discovering that a cranky but elegant old woman in her building once starred in a lost silent movie, Kynwynn becomes determined to track it down. The old starlet wants nothing to do with Kynwynn, but that only adds to the mystery for her. While the search for this old movie might seem like a promising adventure, the plot is anything but thrilling. It's clear from the get-go who has the lost film, even though it seems unlikely that it was right beneath her nose the entire time. Kynwynn acts like she's one of those heroines from an old film noir mystery, but this story doesn't have any of that intrigue. It's mostly for her own amusement. Aside from the improbable plot, some of the characters are just plain unlikable. The book might be inspired by romantic comedies from a bygone era, but that doesn't make up for what a cad the male lead is. The object of Kynwynn's affection is Matthew Hill. He is a mathematician and, oh yeah, he is in a serious relationship with another woman. Kynwynn seems happy to play along, though, and the affair continues for almost a year. There isn't even much romance or wit in their interactions. They mostly just argue. This is definitely not Colbert and Gable. When they finally get together at the end, Namy seems to think readers will be happy for Kynwynn, but I doubt that many of them were cheering. The only thing I did enjoy about the book was all the hidden references to old movies. It was kind of a fun game to try and see how many I could catch. After finishing Missing Reels, I can't help but think that Namy wrote the wrong book. She would have been better off writing about her love of classic films instead of this clunky novel. While I was disappointed by her novel, I'll still be visiting Farron Smith Namy's blog. And if you love old movies, I highly recommend you check it out too. Just feel free to leave her book Missing Reels on the shelf. You won't be missing much. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
Scott Southard's novel, Permanent Spring Showers, was just released, published by Five Prints Books. It can be found at any online retailer. More information and his writing can be found on his site, The Musings and Artful Blunders of Scott D. Southard, at sdsouthard.com.